Amen. And so let us prepare now to receive a word from the Lord. Turn your Bibles with me to Ezra. To Ezra. Amen. The third chapter, Ezra. Amen. God put this word in my spirit. Amen. I want to just read a portion of it to you. Amen. I want to read a portion of it to you. Ezra, the third chapter. Amen. And we're going to start reading at the first verse. And then I'm going to skip down to the 10th verse. Amen. Ezra, the third chapter. Amen. And we're going to read that first and second verse. Amen. I think I'm going to go down to the 5th verse. And then we're going to go to the 10th verse. And it reads as such. And when the 7th month was come, the children of Israel and the cities and the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood Jeshua and Jodash and Josadash and his brother, the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Sealtiel, and his brethren, and built the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the laws of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon his basis, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries. And they offered burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. Mm-hmm. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings, but numbers according to the custom as the duty of every day required. And afterwards offered the continual burnt offerings, both the new moons and all the set feast of the Lord that were consecrated, and of everyone that willingly offered a free will offering unto the Lord. 10th verse. And when the builders laid down, amen, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple on the law of the Lord, they set the priest in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout. And when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid, but many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers were ancient men that had seen the first house. And when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise or the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Good God. And the noise was heard afar off. Thus end the reading of God's holy word. Pray with me. Father, I come now in your name. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. You are the great I am. I bless your name right now, oh God. Have your way, God, in me. Take me, God, to a place in you that I've never been before. And God, show me your glory. Father, I pray, oh God, that your anointing, God, that you have put upon my life, let me walk in it, God. Let me preach what thus saith the Lord. In spite of the distractions that may be around me, let me look at the cross.
Yes.
And preach Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, I give you glory right now, oh God, for you are an awesome God.
Yes.
I thank you in advance for what you did this morning.
Yes, Jesus.
And I give you glory for what you're going to do right now.
We still praise you.
Father, we bless your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, you're worthy, oh God.
We bless you right now, God.
Yes, we so
for it's God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to use for a subject this morning, don't let the weeping distract your worship. Don't let the weeping distract your worship. Don't let the weeping distract your worship.
Wow.
I like the text here, my brothers and sisters, and I like what God does in the text. You know me, I like to deal with the first verse of the text because the first verse helps us understand what God is saying throughout the chapter. Here we see in the first verse, he helps us to understand the children of Jerusalem, of Israel, are now coming out of captivity. They had been in captivity for 70 years because of disobedience. And now God is releasing them to come out of captivity, to go back to their own land. We understand in captivity, amen, they were supposed to build houses. In captivity, they were supposed to worship God. They were supposed to multiply and to be fruitful because there was going to be a time when God was going to release them. My brothers and sisters, as you hear my voice, as you listen to the tone of the text, you need to understand there is going to be a time when God's going to release you out of captivity. Amen. There's somebody right now, hallelujah, that feels like you're being held down. You're being bound by life. You're being bound by the struggles of life. Amen. But you must encourage yourself.
Amen.
Even though the hands of struggle may be on you, you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Even though you may be bound by the situation, you have to find a way.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. To encourage yourself because you need to be encouraged today that your release is on the way. Hallelujah. And so we see here in the text here, Zerubbabel is called to lead them out. He leads them now 50,000 strong. He leads them to Jerusalem so that they can begin to build the temple. But they understand clearly that before they can build the temple, they have to build an altar.
Right.
They have to understand, my brothers and sisters, they are clear that they cannot build the temple unless they first build an altar. Because they understand that it is the blessings of the altar that will build the temple.
Jesus.
The problem with us today, my brothers and sisters, is that we try to build the temple and then we try to fit the altar in the temple. But we must understand that the altar is too big.
Right.
And so we find ourselves trying to squeeze the altar, hallelujah, in a building.
My Jesus.
When we need to understand, we need to build the building around the altar.
Jesus.
because at the altar is where the power is.
Yes.
At the altar is where deliverance is. At the altar is where healing is. And so they understood clearly that they could not build the temple first. They needed to build an altar.
Jesus.
And the Bible says because they built an altar, they understood that they needed to bring sacrifices.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Because we must understand, my brothers and sisters, that worship does not come without sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that with what you are going through, what you are dealing with, the pressure that is on you, the stuff that's going on around you, is building you up so that you can bring forth a true worship. Because God is looking for those to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
And so what you're going through is not meant to break you,
Jesus,
but is meant to build you up. Hallelujah. It is meant to gird you up. It
yes.
is meant, hallelujah, to build your mind to a point and place where you're not worried about what's going on
Jesus.
Around you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you understand what you've gone through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Has taken you to a place in your life.
Right.
Hallelujah. Where you can freely worship God. Hallelujah. Your worship is not built upon how good life is. It's not built upon how many things I have. It's not built upon how many blessings I have, but it's built upon what God has done in my life. Hallelujah. Because he's in my life, because he is my life, because he is the author and the finisher of my faith, because he is my Lord, he is my Savior, he is my King. Hallelujah. What I've gone through, what I'm going through, it builds me up for worship. Somebody don't even understand the reason why you've gone through COVID-19. The reason why you tested positive, because when you get in the house of God, when you get to that place of worship, nothing in the world is going to be able to stop you from giving God true worship, because you know what God has done for you. He has moved you from praise to worship.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that means if he never does another thing, hallelujah, I just praise him and worship him for who he is. Hallelujah. If he never gives me the call, if he never heals my body, if he never wakes away out of nowhere, I'm going to worship him. Hallelujah. With true worship. I'm going to worship him with the fruit of my lips. I'm going to worship him with hands lifted up. I'm going to worship him for who he is. I'm going to worship him for the essence of him being God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to glorify him. And it doesn't matter if I got to do it all by myself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to worship him because I know without a shadow of a doubt what God has done in my life. I feel God right now. I know, hallelujah, without a shadow of a doubt, that it was the hand of God that brought me through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't take no credit for it. I can't put my name on it. I can't give nobody else the credit. I got to give him the glory and the honor and the praise. I got to give it all to him because it was God that brought me through. Hallelujah. I like here in the text, hallelujah, how they built the altar first. And because they understood the significance of the altar, the Bible said that they continually brought sacrifices unto God. Hallelujah. I like that in the text. Hallelujah. How they continually kept bringing sacrifices unto God. They continually began to give free willing offerings unto God. They gave the traditional offerings unto God, and then they gave, hallelujah, the offerings that they wanted to give because they were so grateful that God had brought them out. And so, Bibles, we see here in the word that they were heaps of blessings on the altar because the people were willing to make sacrifices.
Wow, wow.
Hallelujah. I just want to stay here for a minute because Mount Lebanon, we need to understand, hallelujah, that the excitement of going back to church, hallelujah, is not just getting in the building.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hallelujah. It is the sacrifices that we had to make to get in the building.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The stuff that we had to go through. Hallelujah. The disappointment we had to deal with. The heartaches we had to hold on to. Hallelujah. The people we had to lose. Hallelujah. The sacrifices that's going to be laid at the altar of Mount Lebanon. Hallelujah. Is going to fill the room, hallelujah, of the building, and the priest is not going to be able to preach, hallelujah, because the smoke of the glory of God is going to fill the temple, and every hand will be lifted, and every mouth will be open, and everybody in the building is going to give God the glory, hallelujah, and those on the outside will hear the noise of the glory of God going forth because of the sacrifices that had been made at the altar. I want to know, is there somebody here today that says, I had to lay a sacrifice. I had to lose somebody that I love. I had to give up something that I worked hard for. I had to lose something that I got promoted to. But thanks be to God that I lost it, but I gained something even greater. Hallelujah. I gained an experience with God that I never had before. I saw something in God that I never saw before. I saw sides of him that I never experienced because I lost it. Hallelujah. I didn't realize that I loved it, but I love God more. And God had to move it out of my way so that I could see that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I feel God right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Touch your neighbor, tell him I had to lose it. I didn't want to lose it, but God had to move it out of my way so that I could see that he is God and beside thee there is no other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He led them to this place. Hallelujah. When they made an altar before God and they brought sacrifices unto God.
Yes.
And because the house was in order, they prepared to build the foundation. Hallelujah. But we understand that when you begin to lay the foundation, hallelujah, of worship, hallelujah, the enemy is always going to try to rob your worship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he understands that if God takes you to that place and shows you his glory, hallelujah, that you would never, never want another. Hallelujah. Once you taste and see that the Lord is good, you're never going to want another. Once you get that experience of being alone with God, just you and him and giving him glory for who he is, hallelujah, the enemy comes to rob your worship. Hallelujah. Here we see in the text, he didn't bother them when they came out of Babylon. He didn't bother them when they were on their journey to Jerusalem. He didn't bother them, hallelujah, when they built the altar. But the minute they laid sacrifices at the altar, here comes the enemy now trying to attack. Hallelujah, because he understands where God is about to take you because of the sacrifices that you have laid at the altar. Oh, somebody here right now is under attack, hallelujah, because of the sacrifices that you made before the doors of the church were closed, because of the promises that you made to God, because of the sacrifices that you made to get where you are. Hallelujah. The enemy comes to attack. Hallelujah. He didn't bother you before. He didn't mess with your family before. But the minute you got to that place, hallelujah, where it's just you and God, and when you can experience his true goodness and his true mercy and his true grace, hallelujah, now the enemy wants to bother you. Somebody needs to understand, hallelujah, that the enemy will try to rob you of your worship, but you can't allow the weeping of life to distract you from the true worship of God. Hallelujah. There's sometimes in life when you got to just wipe your eyes and lift your hands up. And even though it hurts, and even though you feel like you don't know what to do, hallelujah, you got to look unto the hills from whence cometh your help, and know that your help comes from God. There's somebody right now that's weeping and crying because of all the hell that have broke loose in this world. But I'm here to tell you, wipe your eyes and lift your hands, because the God that I serve is coming to bring justice to the believers. Oh, I feel God. I feel him. I feel him. I feel him. He's riding right now through the clouds. Hallelujah. Ride on, King Jesus. No man can hinder you. He's coming. He knows. He sees. Hallelujah. He feels what you feel. He knows what you're going through. And God says, in due time, I'm going to exalt you. In due time, I'm going to deliver you. In due time, I'm going to make a way for you. In due time, I will exalt you in the midst of your enemy, and let your enemy know that I am God. Thank you, God. Oh God, I feel your words. Hallelujah. In due time, it's coming. Miracles are coming. Breakthroughs are coming. Everything that I cry for, everything that I long for, it's coming in due time. God is going to release it in due time. I got a due time praise. I got a due time. Hallelujah. I may not have it right now, but I'm praising him in advance for what God is going to do in my life. Oh God, I thank you for blessings I don't even have yet, for doors that haven't even opened yet, for healing that haven't even come yet. God, I thank you for relationships that you're going to put together that hasn't even come yet. God, I thank you for promotions that I haven't even received yet. God, I thank you for healing that I don't even have yet. God, I give you glory in advance for what you're about to do. Oh God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless your name, God. Oh God, I give you glory. I just want to take 2 minutes and thank God for everything that's coming my way. Hallelujah. I don't see yet, but I want to take a minute and thank God for it and just say it's on the way. Hallelujah. I want to go in every room. I want to get my bills and put it on the table. Hallelujah. I want to get the doctor's report. And I just want to say it's on the way. I want to thank God for every door that was closed in my face. And look at that closed door and say, it's on the way. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but you better open your mouth and say, it's on the way. Run around your room like you're crazy and say, it's on the way. I know your marriage is messed up. I know your children are acting crazy, but yell it out. It's on the way. Good God Almighty, it's on the way. I feel God about to do something. Hallelujah. They built an altar. They laid sacrifices. But the enemy had put fear in the hearts of the people. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters. You know that the enemy will try to put fear in the hearts and the minds of the people. Hallelujah. Because the enemy sees what you don't see. You're so busy looking at everybody else that you don't take the time to see what God is doing in your life. And the enemy sees what God is about to do in your life. And the enemy is upset. And so he puts fear in the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. But I like the 10th verse and say, and when the builders laid the foundation, hallelujah, the Bible says that the first time they tried, they allowed fear to overtake them. But the second time, hallelujah, they got their strength back. Hallelujah. I like the text because it helps us to understand how some of us have to react even in fear. Hallelujah. We can't allow fear to overcome us, but we got to react even in the midst of fear. When Peter was in the boat and the storm was going on, it wasn't like Peter wasn't afraid, but the Bible said he was the only one that stepped out of the boat. Hallelujah. He had fear, but he didn't allow the fear to cripple him. Hallelujah. He was willing to step out of the boat. And somebody needs to understand, if you want to get to true worship, if you're going to get to real worship, you got to learn how to step out of the boat. Hallelujah. Because worship, hallelujah, true worship means sometimes you got to worship God all by yourself. People think you're crazy. People think you lost your mind. How can she worship when she lost all of that? She lost her husband. She lost her uncle. He lost his granddad. How in the world? How in the world can they still praise God? Hallelujah. Aren't they fearful that the death angel may keep riding in the midst of the corona? But we, the believers, understand that the God we serve has power over death. Hallelujah. And we must understand that when God says that's enough, the death angel has to back up. Somebody don't understand right now. The only reason why you're still alive is because God got in the middle of death and he told death back up, because I got purpose for her. Hallelujah. I got purpose for him. I still got work for her to do. And so he gets in the middle of it and tells it to back up. Oh, I want to tell Reverend Rochester, the reason why you were able to preach like that this morning is because God got in the middle of your sermon and he told death and sickness to back up in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel God right now. There's somebody right now. You better give God the praise because you are alive today, because God got in the middle of it and told it to back up. Good God
Hallelujah,
Almighty.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Name, oh God.
So the Bible says,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, they were able. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Even though they were fearful, even though they were afraid, even though they didn't know what to do, they continued to do even in fear. Hallelujah. They continued to do the work of the Lord because they understood that now that the altar has been built, that it's time for the temple to be built. Oh, I feel like preaching right now. Now that the altar has been laid and the sacrifice has been given, now it's time for the temple to be built. And the Bible said that they laid the foundation of the temple. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that they understood because of David. They realized what David did when he moved the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. That he put the priest and the singers, hallelujah, before the Ark. Hallelujah. And they marched in the city of David as the singers, hallelujah, and the instruments made a joyful noise unto the Lord, hallelujah. And so they understood, because of David, now that the foundation has been laid, that the priests had to go before the foundation, that the priests and the instruments had to go before the altar. And the Bible said that they got them ready. And they put on their priestly garments and they got their instruments in their hands. Oh, I feel like preaching. I hope you got time because I feel like preaching right now. Oh, hallelujah. They laid the foundation. Hallelujah. They had already built the altar. Hallelujah. And they already made the sacrifices. And so they understood now that the priest and the Levites and the singers that had been sanctified, hallelujah, set aside for service, had to go before the foundation. Oh, I feel like preaching because we must understand that before we can go in Mount Lebanon, that the priests, oh God, and the ministers and the deacons have to sanctify themselves before we go back into the house of God. Because while we are out here, some of us have been messing with idols, and we got to cleanse ourselves before we go into the house of God. Because some of us, hallelujah, got too anxious, and we start fooling around with idols. And so we need a cleansing before we can go into the house of God. Oh, I feel something right now. I don't care what church you belong to. Make sure that the pastor and the ministers that carry the word of God and the deacons and the deaconess cleanse themselves before they go in the house of God. I'm not just talking about cleansing the church from the coronavirus, but I'm talking about them, the leaders. Cleansing themselves before they go into the house of God. And so the Bible said that they went forth as David did. Hallelujah. And they began to sing before God. Hallelujah. They began to make a joyful noise before God. They began to lift up the name of Jesus. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. And forever and forever. And his mercy, good God Almighty, endureth forever and forever and forever. They began to sing, hallelujah. But in the midst of their singing, the ancient men, hallelujah, the men of old, the leaders, the old leaders that had came under Moses, that was still living, looked at the foundation and they began to weep because the foundation was too small. Oh, I feel somebody better get me. Oh, they started to weep because the foundation was too small. Well, I just want to let you know I got a small church. Hallelujah. And it sits on a small foundation. Oh, but I got a mighty God that rules and super rules over my church. Hallelujah. Because it's not in the size of the church. It's in the power. It's in the might. It's in the glory of the God that we serve. The God that I serve is bigger and better and greater than anything in this world. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. Oh, he's bigger, he's better, he's stronger than anything in this whole world, because it's not in the size, but it's in Jesus. Oh, I feel like preaching. Oh, I hope you got some time. And so they wept, they cried because of what they saw. Oh God, I feel God. They wept and they cried because of what they saw. Just like right now, people are weeping and crying because of what they see. Hallelujah. They wept because they were looking at the former temple. And when they looked at the new foundation, it was too small. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people right now that's weeping because of this great man we lost. They're weeping because of this injustice that we're going through. They're crying because of how we as black men have been treated. Hallelujah. People are upset that they're burning down buildings, turning over cars. Hallelujah. People are mad that they're looking to kill because they're so upset, because they don't understand that God is not small. God is big, and he sees everything, and he's always in control. Even when things are out of control, the God that I serve is about to rescue the believers that know how to put their hands toward the plow and do the work that God has put before us. The work isn't turning over cars. The work isn't burning down buildings, but the work is spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ by letting police officers and judges know from the guttermost to the uttermost, Jesus saves. God, God Almighty. Oh, that's the work.
Yes.
Oh, that's the real work. Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that they wept. They were upset. They were angry, and so they wept. But their weeping didn't stop the sound of the joy of the praises of God that went forth. Because the true worshipers didn't worship because of the size. They were worshiping because he was God. They worshiped because they knew that he was the same God that brought them out of 70 years of captivity. He was the same God that brought them back to their own land. Oh, they were excited. And the Bible says that the praises of God were so loud that you couldn't hear the noise of the weeping. I'm calling on every believer to cry out to God. Wipe your eyes and worship him. Lift your hands and give him glory. Hallelujah. Because the God that I serve is in control. He's going to take care of it. He's already worked it out. He's already fixed it. He's already made a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I give you praise. He's already healed broken bones, and they shall live in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. We give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and shout unto God in the spirit of joy. Joy, and let the joy and the praise overwhelm the crying of the people, because they're crying over what they lost. But we're rejoicing because of what we're going to get.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I lost it, but God is about to give me more than what I lost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is about to give me more.
Jesus.
More. And what I lost.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, oh God.
God is about to give me
bless
more.
Your name, God.
Hallelujah. I lost it. It hurt me. But God says, I got more for you.
Yes.
I have a place for you.
Yes,
that's not made by hands.
Yes, God.
Yes, God says, I got a crown of righteousness for you.
Yes.
I got a robe for you that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I got it for you. Why? Because you endured to the end.
My God.
You didn't quit. You didn't give up.
Jesus.
You kept doing the work.
My God.
You kept laying the foundation.
That's it. That's it.
We can't build the house until we lay a firm foundation.
Jesus.
God rewards them for laying the foundation. My brother, my sisters, I come to you today. Don't you dare allow the weeping to distract you from your worship.
That's it.
It is nothing more than a distraction. You hear what I'm saying? All of this stuff that is going on right now is nothing more than a distraction. That's all it is. This is nothing but to distract the believers so that we can forget who God is and start weeping over stuff. Stuff that we think that God has lost control of when God is still in control. You know that, my brother. God is still in control. Don't turn over no more cars. Don't you burn over no more buildings. Oh, God is about to set this whole world on fire.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. He's about to set
your house in order.
This whole world on fire. God is about to burn it down.
Jesus.
He's about to burn it down.
My God.
But those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted him as Lord and Savior, we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Amen. We'll be caught up. We'll be in a safe place. We'll be with the Lord. But those, amen, that have turned away from God and are crying over stuff they got no business crying over, God says there's a place for them because they're still looking back when you should be pressing forward toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Stop looking back. Listen, they're trying to bring racism to a point in our lives where we have no choice but to keep focus on racism. They're trying to bring it to a place, the enemy, where we only focus on the racism and we stop looking at the worship. And we start second guessing what we believe. And you start wondering, does God even care? Start wondering, is he even real? Well, my brothers and sisters, you already know he's real. He woke you up this morning, called you in your right mind. You already know he's real, but the enemy will play tricks with your mind. God is going to bring us justice. Focus on the worship. Stop the weeping and watch God do something great. Not only in your life, but in this world. But we, the believers, got to do the work. We got to make some sacrifices. We got to move out of our comfortable place and do the work that God has put before us. We got some work to do.
So much.
We must understand that the laborers, the vineyard is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Right.
We have to understand we got to do the work, God. Guys, we got to do the work. And the work is rolling up your sleeve and doing the work of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God today
for
this word. My brother, my sister, as you can see now, the screen keeps freezing up. You saw what happened early this morning. It's nothing but the enemy. Oh, the enemy's trying to play tricks with my mind. I didn't even want to preach today. I didn't even want to preach. I said, I don't even want to preach. I'm so tired of all of this distractions. But God says, it's not about what you want to do. It's about what God wants to do in me. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you today, you got to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Is there someone today that wants to come to the Lord Jesus Christ? Come now. Don't wait. Don't look around. Don't hesitate. Come now. Come right now to him. And God is going to do something great in your life. Surrender your life to him today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, right now you can accept him as Lord and Savior of your life. Right now, you can. Just come right now and accept him as Lord and Savior. Repeat after me and say, Lord, I believe that you are Lord and you are Savior. I believe that God has raised you from the dead. I believe that you are Lord.